Hey. It is time for a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. On this wonderful day of exploration, I am dealing with Canada's own, Alpha Flight's own, Puck. Yes, sir. All right, weird, creepy superhero, but he's pretty awesome at the same time. Let me get my disclaimers in. We will get into this character and see what kind of potential we can come up with. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday online on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is absolutely the best way to reach out to me. If you subscribe, like the videos, comment, you know, you can share them with your friends. You can hit the notification bell so you know when I upload new videos, which I do post videos daily. I post superhero meme reviews daily, and I do a weekly meme review at the end of the week. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty funny. Also, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on characters. If you have requests for future episodes, if there were fun facts you think I missed, that were important, or, you know, treatments you would do with the character to reinvent them or whatever, I am 100% about it. But if you don't want to go on YouTube and do that, you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. So, Alpha Flight fun fact! Uncanny X-Men 120 not only featured the debut of Alpha Flight alongside the rest of the X-Men in Calgary, Alberta, but also a cameo from then Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. The long-serving Prime Minister, which was 15 years in office, was responsible for sending Guardian and Alpha Flight after Wolverine, who he referred to as Weapon X, in a nod to his Canadian-funded roots. The cameo doesn't actually paint the Prime Minister in the best light, as his drive to return Logan to Canada is financially motivated due to the cost of enhancing him with adamantium, but it is still a fan favorite comic moment, and Pierre Trudeau's son Justin is actually the current Prime Minister of Canada, and he also recently appeared in the 2016 Civil War II, Choosing Sides number 5. Is Justin Trudeau still the Prime Minister? I think there was something going on with him. Did he step down or get, did someone else get elected? I don't know. I pulled that fact and I didn't think about it until I read it out loud. Let me know in the comments. This is a perfect opportunity to catch me on YouTube and let me know in the comments. All right. Puck, his real name is Eugene Milton Judd. He was born in 1914 in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He spent years traveling the world as a soldier of fortune, working as an intelligence agent and bouncer, before becoming a professional adventurer and joining Alpha Flight. Early in his career, Judd was hired to steal the Black Blade of Baghdad. The blade imprisoned an ancient sorcerer called Black Razor, and Judd accidentally freed him. Judd was able to trap Razor using some ancient mysticism and the light from his own life force. This caused the 6.5-foot tall adventurer to shrink to about 3.5 feet in height, as the Black Blade had the ability to take life force from others, which caused a physical reduction in size. It has also granted him immortality. At some point, he became friends with American playboy Dan Kane, otherwise known as Captain Terror, and when Captain Terror was defeated in the Spanish Civil War by the 1930s, El Aguila, a fellow hero fighting on the opposite side, he retired, but Puck fought El Aguila for revenge. He also formed a friendship with noted Arthur, Ernest Hemingway, and became an accomplished bullfighter. He was paroled into Beta Flight, and eventually joining Alpha Flight, he adopted the codename Puck. I don't have a problem with him, like, being friends with Ernest Hemingway. That's cool. How did he become an accomplished bullfighter if he's 3.5 feet tall? Like, cause I mean, and I'm not saying it as a from a place of hate. I'm saying it like just logistics. You know, when I watch bullfighters, and I granted I haven't seen many outside of like movies, so like, but don't they lift the cape up for the bullfighter to run through? How are you gonna do that at 3.5 feet tall? Maybe he's a pony fighter. I don't know. Oh, but some details about his past remain unknown, hinted at in dialogue, the affair of the brass bishop, and some murders. Ooh. Okay. Puck was wounded by teammate Marina and hospitalized. Now, while recovering, he battled an illegal drug ring. This is while he was recovering. He battled an illegal drug ring that was operating out of the hospital. Before long, he returned to active duty and battled a mega flight. Puck comforted Heather Hudson after James Hudson's presumed death, and Puck then encountered the Submariner and allied with the Submariner in battle against the Master. Puck later journeyed to the realm of the Great Beast alongside Alpha Flight, where they battled the Great Beast. Well, yeah, I would assume so. Puck encountered the Beyonder and battled the Hulk during the events of Secret Wars 2. Now, during his time with Alpha Flight, Puck encountered a new city deep in the Arctic Circle. There, his team and the X-Men discovered a mystical wellspring. Several humans associated with the X-Men had gained vast powers via the wellspring, and Puck was cured of his dwarfism by the well-intentioned Madeline Pryor. He discovered a problem with walking, though, because his center of balance was off. Later, the group discovered that the powers came at a price too high to bear, such as the loss of all creativity among the affected and the death of all mystics. This included Puck's friend Shaman. The group splits along ideological lines, and both groups battle for some time before turning on the main threat. This turns out to be the trickster god Loki, who was eventually persuaded to remove all effects of the well, which unfortunately included Puck's new height. A thought balloon indicated that the pain associated with this dwarfism was now worse than ever. Wow. Wow. And I mean, you know, and I can see that. All right, now soon after, Puck's background was revealed, and he battled Black Razor, who temporarily freed himself from the prison of Puck's body. He told his teammates about his past and then took Razor back into his body once more. He had romantic interest in Heather Hudson, but she instead turned to their teammate Madison Jeffries. Puck later encountered the Avengers. Now, when Northstar and Aurora both fell deathly ill, with Northstar being physically ill and Aurora being mentally ill, Alpha Flight took them to the site of the fire fountain that Loki previously used to grant powers and wishes. Loki led them to a dark fountain instead, emanating from a deep pit, and sent dark elves to attack them. During the resulting fight, Puck is knocked into the fountain. Razor was freed from Puck's body, returning Puck to his normal size and actual age, even as he fell to what should have been his death. Loki instead teleported Puck to Tibet and decided to abandon his previous life. Later, Puck became embroiled in a battle between Tibet and mainland China, and he fought the Dream Queen alongside Alpha Flight and was captured by her as the rest of the team was sent somewhere else. After being tortured by the Dream Queen for a time, he was rescued by Alpha Flight and taken to the hospital to heal the injuries the Dream Queen inflicted. Shaman injects Puck with a serum derived from his own blood and the mutative properties of a formula created by the Master. The serum was designed to repair Puck's body, but it was from his dwarf state. It reshaped him into his dwarf form and gave him the power to harden his skin to near invulnerability. From there, he rejoined Alpha Flight with his new power. Now, later during the events of the Infinity Crusade, Puck was brainwashed and taken by the cosmic-powered villain, the Goddess. He was paired up with the affected Spider-Man, And when an invasion force of free-minded superheroes planned to attack the goddess's fortress. This specific pairing was intended to teach Spider-Man brutality in the face of his former friends, but Puck was swiftly taken out of the fight, defeated by Firestar. Due to the effects of the resulting clash, all brainwashed heroes were later freed. Puck was brainwashed again by members of his own government. Jeez, dude. You're constantly getting messed with in your head. Alright, Puck was brainwashed again by members of his own government who desired to have an Alpha Flight completely under their control. Puck fought with his new team for a while and was one of the few to be relatively successful against the mental mind games. Along with Major Maple Leaf, Puck 2, Vindicator, and Shaman. Now, Puck 2 is someone else. I did not cover them in this episode. I'm going with the classic Puck. Okay. But Puck was among the Alpha Flight members to be apparently taken care of by the Collective. Only Sasquatch was confirmed to have survived. Now, when Wolverine has been trapped in hell by unknown forces, Puck and an unknown person are seen there, with the unknown person claiming to just want to talk to Wolverine, but Puck planning on finding a way to get both Wolverine and himself out of hell. Puck tells Wolverine to fight through the pain, while he's being tortured, implying that it will make the devil look weak and cause an uprising in hell, thus giving them a chance to escape. After the devil is beaten, Puck attempts to escape along with Wolverine, but falls from the walls of hell which he was scaling when another condemned one grabs his foot and yanks him off back into the pit. Though he remains in hell, he wins the scrum for the devil's sword, thus making him a ruler of hell, at least for the time being. Now, during the Fear Itself storyline, Puck was shown to have escaped from hell when he arrives to rescue Guardian from Vindicator, who had betrayed the team to Gary Cody and his newly elected Unity Party, later revealed to be under the control of the Master of the World, and stated that he had escaped from hell after his fight with Ball. It has then been announced that Puck will be a member of the relaunched Uncanny X-Force team alongside Storm, Psylocke, and Spiral. And when Elizabeth T. Youngman was introduced to Alpha Flight, Puck became her physics instructor. Much later, at the time of a mass Wendigo outbreak, the two have then become lovers. That's Shaman's daughter. Like, alright. As part of the all-new, all-different Marvel event, Puck appears as a member of the Alpha Flight space program. So, wow, what a history there, right? I mean, there's a lot. He has been messed with to no end, and I don't like it, personally. I'm not happy with how all of this has gone down. But what do you guys think? Let me defer to you. Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I would love it if you subscribed, comment, liked, shared, hit the notification bell, all that good stuff. I'm open to your requests for feature episodes, your opinions on their history, on what you would do with the character. What potential you think they have, all that good stuff. I am 100% behind it. And you can always email me if you want. It's B, the number 4, so b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, let's get into his powers. Now, originally, Puck had no superhuman powers, relying on his exceptional training and his amassed worldly knowledge. He was a formidable hand-to-hand combatant capable of a mixture of various martial arts, street fighting techniques, acrobatics, and gymnastics. After a run-in with the Master of the World, his body was subject to genetic manipulation of his cellular structure. His body tissues were condensed at a molecular level, causing his body to become akin to compressed rubber. His trademark attack is a cartwheeling motion. Spinning on his hands and feet at great speeds, he is able to slam into and knock down human-sized enemies with ease. He's also skilled in bullfighting. He has had some knowledge of mysticism, enough to once trap Black Razor, and the ability to put himself in a temporary death-like trance state. Puck is about half the size of an average man, and his condition causes him varying amounts of constant pain. Also, his aging has been stopped or vastly slowed. Judd resembles a man in his 30s, and his right ear is misshapen, presumably due to an old injury like cauliflower ear. And if you don't know what cauliflower ear is, it's prevalent in like mixed martial artists and boxers. You'll see it in professional wrestlers. You'll see it a lot in like contact sports of that nature, where the cartilage has been kind of like broken in the ear. And as it heals, it gets misshapen and stuff. And it's called cauliflower ear because it ends up looking like a cauliflower. But fun facts about Puck. The original Puck appears in the X-Men animated series episode Repo Man. In 1999, Toy Biz released an action figure Puck in its Snowbird Puck 2-pack. In 2013, Hasbro released an action figure Puck in its Marvel Universe line. And in 2013, Puck was the Build-A-Figure in a Wolverine Legends wave, which was exclusive to Diamond. In 2019, Puck was shown as part of a Marvel Legends Alpha Flight set, an Amazon exclusive, which also includes Vindicator, Shaman, Northstar, Aurora, and Snowbird. This figure is the complete version of the Build-A-Figure set from 2013. And Puck appears as enemies in Marvel Superheroes War of the Gems. He also is a playable character in Marvel Puzzle Quest. And a letters page in Alpha Flight seemed to confirm that Judd is named after the Shakespearean character. However, in an FAQ dated 5/30/2006, end of May of 2006, John Byrne stated that he is actually named after a hockey puck instead of the character. Which would make sense if he's got, like, his body's kind of like compressed rubber, kind of like a hockey puck. His main attack is a cartwheel that kind of ricochets off things and bounces off things, kind of like a hockey puck. Yeah, I can see that. Alright, final thoughts time! Could Puck work in a live-action setting? I always loved the character, especially because of how outlandish he is, but seriously, I really don't think he can work in the MCU. Like, he's a little person who can basically ricochet off things, which almost looks like it could be a parody. Now, I think the MCU would be best to stay away from this character, but with that said, playing devil's advocate, if anyone could do it, James Gunn would probably love having Puck around. And like I said, if anyone could get away with it, it'd be James Gunn, because he does some crazy outlandish things. I think if anyone could do it, he could. But I want to know what you guys think. What would you do with the character? Would he be in a good miniseries? Would he be good in like an animated series, live action, movie? What do you think? Let me know in the comments. You can catch me on X and Instagram once again under Super Deep Dive. I post superhero meme reviews daily. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. DMs are always open. You can comment, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. I'd really appreciate it. And you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. But other than that, I really don't have much more with this character. I mean, he's a cool character, but there's not a lot you can do. He's kind of pigeonholed where he is, at least in my opinion. But I would love to hear what you guys have to say. In the meantime, guys, I hope you're all blessed. I hope you're all happy. I hope you are all safe. And I hope you're all smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.